The recorder responded to her question in his most dignified manner.
Do I look like a mouse who throws things away willy-nilly, miss? As recorder to Redwall Abbey, it is my solemn duty to preserve anything at all which has writing on it in any form.
Her then begging ye pardon again, sir, would ye kindly take us uns to where it be?
Hoban directed one of his rare dry smiles at them all.
Why, certainly. Follow me, please.
They followed him, Mira wriggling and skipping all agog.
It's got writing on it. Brother Hoban said so.
Gundil grabbed a paw and leaned heavily on us.
Stop thy jumping and frolicking about. Remember what I said about habits falling o'er on them heads.
Old Hawk stood at the gatehouse door, enjoying the sunny evening. He winked at Mira and the mole.
Back again, mates. Two visits in a single day. Makes an old dormouse feel honoured. What is it now?
Hoban nodded to him and entered the gatehouse.
Some old records I want to dig out from the archives.
Hawk held a paw to his lips.
Dig 'em out quietly, brother. Mira's mamma is taking a nap in my big old chair. Looks like she deserves it, too.
A feather from one of the cushions had lodged itself close to Fillorn's mouth. It fluttered up and down as she breathed in and out. Gundil chuckled fondly.
Bless your mum's heart, miss. She be hardest working creature in all he habby. Better cook her and fry a bob, too, or I. But don't ye tell him we said so.
Craig stood with Gundil and Mira in the doorway, watching Brother Hoban chunnering his way through dusty volumes.
Autumn of the Weeping Willow. No, it's further back than that. Summer of the Singing Skylark. Spring of the Swooping Swallow. Ah, here it is. Winter of the Ceaseless Snows.
He brought the book out into the open and dusted it off. They sat on the lower wall top steps as Hoban flicked through the pages. He produced a wafer-thin, oblong-shaped slate of a bluey-grey hue and passed it to Mira.
Is that the thing you're looking for?
Mira recognised Abbot Song's precise and well-formed script. She read aloud what it said.
My first is third, like the sound of the sea. My second's the centre of you, not me. My third is the end of him, but not you. My fourth starts a picture, not a view. My fifth is in bean, though not in bean. My sixth and seventh start seldom seen. Sunrise and sunset, warmth and cold. Put them together, a sign will unfold.
Gundil lay flat on his back, holding his head in both paws.
Woo-er! What be a poor mole child to make of that? It be more than my little brain could stand.